The president's $4.8 trillion spending plan would increase defense and border enforcement spending while cutting programs such as Medicaid, food assistance, and affordable housing grants. Trump's budget is expected to be dismissed by the Democratic-controlled House. But Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, who's part of that House majority, notes budgets reflect values.
This budget is woefully inadequate, especially in areas that pertain to our health care, that pertain to our environment. And healthcare is the number one issue I hear up and down the state of Delaware.
Senator Chris Coons is pushing for an expansion of programs such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program through reduction and elimination of asset tests for eligibility.
These are programs that have very low asset limits, $2,000, and that discourages working poor families from building up any assets or savings. So it makes them more vulnerable if there's an illness in the family, if a car breaks down.
The Congressional Budget Office has not yet prepared a cost estimate for Coons' bill, but Coons argues it would reduce administrative costs of the social programs. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.